Section 4, Lesson 2, Understanding Community Association Budgets. Let's dive into the world of community association budgets, specifically focusing on condominiums, cooperatives, and timeshare plans. When it comes to budgeting, there are some essential details that must be shared with the members of the association. First and foremost, the budget needs to outline the estimated common expenses for the year ahead. This gives everyone a clear picture of what to expect financially. Additionally, it's crucial to specify the time period that the budget covers, so members know exactly when these expenses will apply. Now let's talk about assessments. The budget should clearly state the total amount each unit owner is responsible for based on their share of ownership. This includes how and when these payments are due. It's also important to include all estimated common expenses for the association, as outlined in specific Florida statutes. These expenses can range from administrative costs and management fees to maintenance, insurance, and even security provisions. Don't forget about operating capital, which is sometimes referred to as contingency funds, as well as reserves for deferred maintenance and capital expenditures. For unit owners, there are additional expenses to consider, such as rent for their units if they're leased, and any mandatory fees for recreational leases or commonly used facilities. If you're part of a condominium association that maintains limited common elements, you'll also want to see a separate schedule detailing the expenses related to those specific areas. Now, let's shift gears and talk about homeowners associations. The annual budget for these associations should clearly outline the operating expenses for the year, along with an estimated surplus or deficit at the end of the current year. It's also important to include any fees or charges related to recreational amenities, regardless of who owns them. Once the budget is adopted, the association is required to provide each member with a copy, or at least a notice indicating that the budget is available upon request, free of charge. Moving on to vacation and timeshare plans, the managing entity is responsible for providing an itemized annual budget that details all estimated revenues and expenses. This budget must be shared with all purchasers in the format required by law. Interestingly, if a proposed budget has already been delivered to purchasers, the final adopted budget doesn't need to be sent out again. Instead, the managing entity can simply include any changes in the assessment notice or inform purchasers of their right to request a copy of the adopted budget. It's also worth noting that timeshare associations must file a copy of their final budget with the Florida Division of Condominiums, Timeshares, and Mobile Homes within 30 days after the fiscal year begins. Now, let's talk about the records related to these budgets. The minutes from meetings should reflect the adoption of the budget, and both proposed and adopted budgets need to be kept as part of the association's financial records. If you're part of a multi-condominium association, remember that a separate budget must be prepared for each condominium and association. Next, let's look into the notice and the adoption of the budget. When it comes to adopting the budget, the statutes allow for either the association board or the membership to take on this responsibility, depending on what the community documents specify. Typically, most community association documents empower the board to adopt the budget. For condominium and cooperative associations, it's essential that unit owners and shareholders receive at least 14 days written notice about the budget meeting. This notice should include the date, time, and location of the meeting, and it can be delivered via U.S. mail, personal delivery, or even electronically. Along with this notice, a copy of the proposed annual budget, including reserve accounts and calculations, must be provided. The board is required to adopt the annual budget at least 14 days before the start of the association's fiscal year. If they fail to do so, it's considered a minor violation, and the previous year's budget will remain in effect until a new one is adopted. For homeowners associations, if the board is responsible for adopting the budget, they must post a notice at least 48 hours before the meeting, indicating that assessments will be discussed. If the membership is the one adopting the budget, a 14-day written notice is required for the meeting. It's important to note that the proposed budget can be amended before it's officially adopted, as long as there's a proper motion and vote. And remember, a quorum is necessary to conduct a vote on the budget, with a majority of those present required for approval. Next, let's look into reconsideration of the adopted budget. Now, if a budget adopted by the board results in a new assessment that exceeds 115% of the previous year's assessment for operating expenses, members have the right to petition for reconsideration. However, it's important to note that reserves for capital expenditures, deferred maintenance, one-time charges, and insurance premiums are not included in this calculation. For condominium associations, at least 10% of the voting interest must petition the board within 21 days of the budget's adoption. The board is then required to call a special meeting of the membership within 60 days. Similarly, for cooperative associations, 10% of the voting interests must also petition the board, which must then call a special meeting within the same time frame. Members must receive at least 14 days written notice of this meeting, and a quorum of voting interests is necessary to conduct a vote on the new budget. Unless the bylaws specify otherwise, a majority of the entire voting interest is needed for approval. If the substitute budget isn't approved, the board adopted budget will remain in effect. Finally, let's touch on the concept of common surplus. This refers to any funds that remain after all expenses have been paid at the end of the fiscal year. Unit owners share an undivided interest in this common surplus, but the rights to it ultimately belong to the association. So, what can be done with this common surplus? Well, it can be returned to the owners based on their ownership share, applied to reduce assessments for the next year, or even allocated to reserves. And there you have it, a comprehensive overview of community association budgets, from the essential components to the processes involved in adoption and reconsideration. Understanding these details can help ensure that everyone is on the same page when it comes to managing community finances effectively. Here are your 10 multiple choice questions to tell you which facts about understanding the association budgets that you might need to look back on. 1. What must the budget for a community association include at a minimum? A. Estimated common expenses. B. Only the operating capital. C. Only the total assessments. D. Only the period covered. The correct answer is A. At a minimum, the budget for a community association must include the estimated common expenses. 2. In a condominium association, if limited common elements are maintained, what must the budget include? A. A separate schedule for those limited common elements. B. A general overview of all expenses. C. Only the maintenance costs. D. A list of all unit owners. The correct answer is A. If limited common elements are maintained in a condominium association, the budget must include a separate schedule for those limited common elements. 3. What is required to be included in the annual budget for homeowners associations? A. Only the estimated surplus. B. Annual operating expenses, an estimated surplus or deficit. C. Only fees for recreational amenities. D. A list of all members. The correct answer is B. Annual operating expenses, an estimated surplus or deficit is required to be included in the annual budget for homeowners associations. 4. How long does the managing entity have to file a copy of the final budget for timeshare associations? A. 30 days after the beginning of the year. B. 60 days after the beginning of the year. C. 14 days after the beginning of the year. D. 90 days after the beginning of the year. The correct answer is A. The managing entity has 30 days after the beginning of the year for timeshare associations to file a copy of the final budget. 5. What is the minimum notice period required for unit owners and shareholders before a budget meeting? A. 7 days. B. 30 days. C. 21 days. D. 14 days. The correct answer is D. The minimum notice period required for unit owners and shareholders before a budget meeting is 14 days. 6. If a budget adopted by the board exceeds 115% of the previous assessment, what can members do? A. Petition for reconsideration. B. Ignore the budget. C. Automatically approve the budget. D. Request a refund. The correct answer is C. If a budget adopted by the board exceeds 115% of the previous assessment, the members automatically approve the budget. 7. What percentage of voting interests must petition the board for reconsideration of the budget in a condominium association? A. 5%. B. 10%. C. 15%. D. 20%. The correct answer is B. 10% of voting interests must petition the board for reconsideration of the budget in a condominium association. 8. What is common surplus? A. Funds allocated for future projects. B. Fees paid for recreational amenities. C. Money collected from new owners. D. Funds remaining after all expenses have been paid. The correct answer is D. Common surplus is funds remaining after all expenses have been paid. 9. What must be included in the notice for a homeowners association budget meeting if the board is adopting the budget? A. A statement that assessments will be considered. B. A list of all members. C. The previous year's budget. D. A summary of all expenses. The correct answer is A. In the notice for a homeowners association budget meeting, if the board is adopting the budget, must include a statement that assessments will be considered. 10. What happens if a substitute budget is not approved by the membership? A. The board must create a new budget. B. The board adopted budget remains in effect. C. The budget is automatically rejected. D. The association must hold another meeting. The correct answer is B. If a substitute budget is not approved by the membership, the board adopted budget remains in effect. If you're unsure about your answers or wish to enhance your understanding, reviewing the material is a smart choice. You can find the relevant content in your student manual, specifically on pages 126 to 132.